You're listening to BBC Radio 3. It's 9:30 and time for this week's Music Planet, which was specially recorded in Slovenia.
Yes, this evening we're coming to you from the very heart of Slovenia in its capital, Ljubljana, that sits between the Danube region and the northern Adriatic Sea, which this weekend is host to Druga Godba Festival.
Bilo je gor, tenuane vase, sanunić je lamanto cambiale suchase, andanje u esto bre španjoleto, poslao je unuka da bi je kepo. Ma kaj tu po mene, ga pupiću praša, cigarete moj uatrok, taku ja puvaše. Nanka Google, beseda na najde, brez telefonina, sa pupić nas najde. Na igra sa već kart, ne padaju aše, a noše manj, se šraja punaše. Lehko pensaš, vse kar ti paše, mi bomo z meron kantale punaše. Bilo je gor, tenuane vase, sanunić je lamanto cambiale suchase, vasni već puvase kur kompanija, ambot su pune ble, vse ošterije. Ma kaj tu po mene, ga pupiću kraša, Facebook moj otrok, taku ja puvaše. Tani šentimentu, samo baseda, sa je za stonjku, oči se ne gleda. Na igra sa već kart ne padaju vaše, a noše manj se šraja punaše. Lehko pensaš, u se karti paše, mi bomo z meron kantale punaše. Bilo je gor, tenuane vase, sanunić je lamanto cambiale suchase. Nunić, danas je mašu se na internete. Danas ceo svet je u eni kašete. Na igra sa već kart ne padaju aše, a noše manj se šraja ponaše. Lehko pensaš, u se karti paše, mi bomo z meron kantale ponaše. Mi bomo z meron pensale ponaše.
The voice of Slovenian musical star Rudi Bučar and his trio performing on the closing night of the Druga Godba Festival. Well, we're going to hear lots more from the festival this evening, but it all began with singing in the lift. The cathedral bells marking time. And festival goers paying their respects to the poet Franz Pasedin, whose statue sits in the very heart of this city. And these are the ladies whose giggles and harmonies greeted us in the lift that very first morning.
Oh. Batrona Laila Hailala Adam Haba Bado Suriga Laila Hailala Haidana Nakhirda Trona Laila Hailala Adam Haba Bado Suriga Laila Hailala
Kurma Dila Haisa Diga
Laila Hailala
Laila
Hailala
Tidu Khabadir Darare
Laila Hailala Tidu Khabadir Khidat Huna Laila Hailala Kisi Merchi Vado Tsuriga Laila Hailala Tidu Khabadir Khidat Huna Laila Hailala Kisi Merchi Vado Tsuriga
Pankisi Ensemble giving us a taste of what they had in store for us later on at the Ljubljana Druga Godba Festival. This is a festival that has managed to stay intimate and yet adventurous at its very heart. This year, 15 artists take to the stage from Pakistan to France, Senegal to Georgia. And who better to set the scene for this year's 40th anniversary than the Mad Max of the accordion, Finland's Kimmo Pohjonen.
Thank you.
Kimo, I have called you the Mad Max or the bad boy of accordion, but the description I love the most was what I read in Scotland's The Herald. And they said that to call you an accordionist is a bit like describing the Encyclopedia Britannica as a book.
Can I tell you a better one?
Well, yeah, tell me.
A Finnish woman, older lady, came to my concert, and after first concert, he went to the box office and said that I need my money back. This was the worst thing after Finnish Winter War. So I use this also in my quotes at my webpage. I like it a lot also. So these both are like good extremes from both sides. So it works.
So what have you brought for the audience this time? It's a collaboration, isn't it?
It's very unusual that somebody suggests me a project, like wants to put me together. Okay, I got lots of these offers that Kimo, you should play with him or her. This time Bogdan Benigard asked me, would I like to play with a sax player from Sweden, Mats Gustafsson, because I saw him long time ago in Rukakodpa, and I was like, wow, what is this guy doing with saxophone? Normally I hate this instrument, but he's doing something unbelievable things. So Bogdan took it and keep it in his mind many years, and this year he suggested that we play together. He took enormous risk. We met day before and briefly made a few sketches.
Yeah.
Then we did improvised concert, and it was lovely. I mean, the thing that you take that risk and you go to play an audience, and then you still feel comfortable, you feel flying with the music, and it works. We formed a duo.
You started playing the accordion at a very young age. I mean, it is a big instrument.
It's heavy, but that's the worst thing was that I was ashamed of that instrument. You know?
Ashamed? Why?
Well, because, you know, in the 70s, when you start to play accordion, it's only old people were playing. Ah. My father played it, so I was playing with old people, their wartime music and something what is nothing to do with me. I didn't even dare to tell my friends that I play accordion. It was so wimpy to play accordion. So, I mean, that was the worst thing about that instrument.
So when was it that you realized or thought to yourself, no, this is my instrument, but I need to make this accordion, the accordion of my father's and my grandfather's, about me? I mean, you have customized this thing into an instrument that vaguely it's an accordion, but it's got everything on it.
Yeah, but you know, I remember that day, like when somebody asked me to, my professor asked me to do a solo concert, and then I decided that, you know, which instrument I use, and there was different choices, and I do accordion. And I would never expect that nobody would take it. I thought that I will do one concert a year, and then I am a session musician doing other stuff, but suddenly it was international thing all over. After Womex, everybody wanted me and said, hey, have you seen this thing, this thing? It's not the thing that you have to push something.
Yes.
I feel like doing these things. Yeah. I feel like trying to find new things and also showing this instrument differently.
Kimo, it's great to talk to you. You are a true visionary. Let's get back to that opening concert of yours in the Krasanka Summer Theatre. Kimo Poikinen at his bad boy finest.
Okay.
Thank you.
Kimmo Pohjanen at the open-air Križanka Theatre, kicking off Druga Godba 2024. It's a festival that, in many respects, seems to have bucked the trend. It is by no means the biggest on the scene, but it is one of the most cherished. Bogdan Benigar, festival director and head of the programme, took some time out during the weekend to tell me a little bit about how it all began and how the festival has evolved over the years. Bogdan, how long have you been involved with the festival?
It's 32nd year I'm doing.
So you were there quite early
actually,
on, quite near the beginning.
I came to the programme committee. I was invited as a musical editor of Radio Student in Ljubljana to be member of program committee in 1992. Since 93, I'm the responsible for the program and also the festival itself.
The festival started when Slovenia was still part of the former Yugoslavia. What did the first lineup look like then?
The festival actually started as a response to Jazz Festival Ljubljana program, because the guys who were in the program committee of Jazz Festival Ljubljana was kicked off because they wanted to spread the message, they wanted to bring more update program, not only connected to the straight-ahead jazz, but also to experimental music, to African influences, and so on. They had to go, they were starting to think about another festival. And the political, cultural situation at that time, in 1984, was just right, because Slovenia was already changing. We knew what was coming, that democracy will come sooner or later. And there was a lot of movements at that time in Slovenia, like first organization for gays and lesbians. There were already festivals about that. It was kind of freedom. But, you know, Yugoslavia was different than any other state in the East. Yugoslavia was not part of Eastern Bloc, and Slovenia was the most developed country.
Where did the festival get its name, Druga Godba, and what does it mean?
So one of the guys, yeah. There were two, so the founder Zoran Pistotnik, who is still, well, he says he's not a founder, he said he was one of the initiators, because more people were involved. And the other guy, his name is Stane Sušnik, and he came up with the name Druga Godba, and it means that other music. We have two words for music in Slovenia, glasba and godba. Classical music is always glasba, but for the folk music, for the experimental music, for things which are more interesting, to my opinion.
Or rather, called, not classical.
It can be called godba. I mean, our mission is to present new music.
Yeah.
And it can be traditional, but for us, it's new music. And you bring someone from the Baluchistan, even if he plays music which is 100 years old, for us, it's new. And for the audience, it's completely new. It's very interesting also for the younger people. And I'm very proud that we have, for sure, 50% of the audience were not even born for the first edition of Druga Godba.
That's fantastic.
And I think that's a big success.
Yeah. Bogdan, well, thank you so much for taking some time out to chat to us about the festival. And thank you for having us here. It's absolutely
Thanks
brilliant.
For coming, and hope you come back.
For sure. Well, as Bogdan Benigar, festival director, was saying, Druga Godba is about alternative music, music of new generations. And I have to say that the Pankisi Ensemble from Georgia were a great example of this. Dagestan ahad wa bin kanat la ilaha illallah ya la chiraz khilawa shuna la ilaha illallah ghazotana divchin kanat la ilaha illallah ya la chiraz khilawa shuna la ilaha illallah ghazotana divchin kanat la ilaha illallah shoydana no La ilaha illallah Shoydu ezolich dahad yalqash La ilaha illallah Ghazotan adishin genti La ilaha illallah Nana yalshubu surb genti La ilaha illallah Ghazotan adishin genti La ilaha illallah Nana yalshubu surb genti La ilaha illallah Kishi wa amyal berkat Well, I'm here in the hotel where all the artists and delegates of the Druga Godva Festival are staying. So it is a bit like Grand Central Station at the moment. We set up our mics and recording equipment here in the cafe. And I'm with Bela, Lana, Linda and Mariam. They are Pankisi Ensemble from Georgia, a young and bubbly group of women who we actually bumped into in the hotel lift after breakfast this morning. They were giggling and singing and I thought, they have got to be Pankisi. So tell me, you three, what were you singing in the lift this morning? Do you remember?
Yes, so we remember. We were practicing, also enjoying. And we were singing the song. It was Georgian song, mountain song, folk song about love.
Oh, go on, sing a little bit for me. Sing, okay. Sing. Yeah, go on, ladies. Okay. Come on.
Kalavina magutama shwene ba magshukur vars kolavi sao nakhwasnu damigviane ba damatire veladzmi sao nakhwasnu damigviane ba damatire veladzmi sao nakhwasnu damigviane ba damatire veladzmi sao.
Oh, that is beautiful. Wonderful. Bela Mutoshvili, you are the founder of the group. Tell me a little bit about why you started this group.
Это долгая история из моей жизни. Я фольклорист.
I'm a folklorist and conductor. And I married a Chechen from Georgia. And I wanted to work in music. So that's why I founded this group. I'm a Georgian. But I learned the Chechen language. And at the beginning, I was teaching at school and researching Chechen folklore. And as well as this group, I also established a choir at the school.
Girls, tell me, how did you get into singing this music? Are you all Chechen by origin and living in Georgia?
Yes, we are Chechens living in Georgia. Chechens live in Georgia is just 2 centuries. We know Georgian, also Chechen songs, folk songs. We search and learn it. When we were just 15, Bella heard our voice and then we started in Gro Pankisi to sing.
The Pankisi Gorge, it's quite an isolated part. It's very rural.
I think it's not isolated much more because we have very good communication with the Georgian people. We usually visit them. They also visit us because they are very big and beautiful mountains. So with tourism, it's very popular.
What are your songs about? Are these Chechen folk songs or are they Georgian folk songs?
Some songs are so old. They are also a Sufi chant. Some songs are about a brave person, about how they fight, for example, and how they like and love their country. Also, some songs are about love, about miss, and it's very beautiful, I think.
Shervana vagana no leone. Kaut ha shem v'pchichariya daria shem okheda ustad agat mabzvuli daria kaut hama shem v'pchichariya daria Katzom tashi gazilo iya lagzeda, dakshu nebiya kartuli chokhata nezeda, bepkhuvit sheina varde magal khazeda, dagefine vakhva viligzada gazeda, bepkhuvit sheina varde magal khazeda, dagefine vakhva viligzada gazeda.
Bela Mutoshvili, the twins Lana and Linda Gunashashvili, and their old school friend Mariam Bagakashvili, the Pankisi Ensemble, who I am delighted to say are going to be at WOMAD as well this year. You're listening to Music Planet with me, Lopa Katari, coming from the historic city of Ljubljana in Slovenia, where no matter where you go, Music just seems to float out from every open window. And I'm here for the Druga Godba Festival, now in its 40th edition. Well, we made our way back across the Ljubljanica River and the Dragon Bridge to meet up with local Slovenian musician Bostjan Gombač, who started off by taking us back more than several millennia. Bostjan, that is one of the most incredible instruments I've ever seen or heard.
Thank you. It's interesting because it's a reconstruction of the oldest instrument in the world that was found in Slovenia in 1995 in a cave called Divje Babe, just above the Šebrelje Plateau. Beautiful, really amazing place. So that's approximately 1 hour and a half from capital city of Slovenia, from Ljubljana. It was found during the systematic excavations led by archaeologist Ivan Turk, but actually Janez Dirjec, that's the name, he found the bone with holes, and they didn't know anything about it. And then it's just to make a really long story shorter, eventually they start investigating, because from Germany and France, because they wanted to have the oldest instrument, I think, in the world, you know. They said, no, these holes were made by beasts biting in the bone. So National Museum of Slovenia made experiment with a robotic jaw. Now we know that the holes were made by...
Man-made.
By Neanderthal.
Oh, Neanderthal.
By Neanderthal. Yes. That's really important. This is the only instrument till now that was found that was made by Neanderthal. Every other instruments were already made by anatomically modern human, so at least 20,000 years younger. That means that in this cave, it's so-called Monsterian layer, that dated 50 to 60,000 years back, that changed our aspect on Neanderthals. Lots of questions that we still don't know how to answer.
So what you're playing here is obviously it's a reconstructed one, but it is also pretty ancient, is that right?
I don't know in physics what's with this 11.4 centimeters bone, you know, the length, but probably in this, some code is inside this sound. So I need to tell a story about late Professor Ljuban Dinkarovski really quick. He was a professor of trumpet and national opera trumpet player here while I was attending music high school. And he made over 400 reconstructed instruments from more than 75 different types of wood. And he tried bone ones as well. And this was the perfect measurement. He has like three holes on the front side and one at the back and half of the hole at the bottom. And he said Neanderthal was brushing here. So, and then archaeologists made again micro CT scan and said, yeah, here is thinner the wall of the bone.
Yeah, filing it down.
Which is, so you play like Macedonian or Bulgarian kaval or Turkish ney, which is only the pipe and it's one of the hardest thing to play as a wind instrument player.
Well, I have to say, to call you a folk musician, you are probably the oldest in a certain way folk musician, because this is music of people that is back thousands and thousands and thousands of years.
The sound of reconstructed oldest instrument in the world, it's on BBC's production of Secrets of the Neanderthals.
Well, that was Bosnian Gombač. What a lovely musician, keeping Slovenian folk music alive and relevant in today's world. Well, given that we are here in Slovenia, I thought, why not choose a Slovenian musician as our classic artist this week? So here's ethnomusicologist and fellow broadcaster Jasna Vidaković to tell us more. Jasna, I've heard you described as the Alan Lomax of Slovenia, a great gatherer of field recordings, mm-hmm. of research, going into the archives, building those archives.
Mm-hmm. I really am proud to found the Department of Folk Music at National Radio Station. It was in 1973. I recorded about 20,000 of minutes of field recordings, which means traditional, authentic Slovenian music from all over the country, from all over Slovenia, from different countries, and even amidst the Slovenians abroad, living in Italy, over the border, in Austria and in Hungary.
You've chosen a group called Volk Folk, is that right?
Volk Folk.
Yeah, folk
yes.
people.
Yes.
So tell me a little bit about them and why you feel that they have an important role to play.
Yes. This Volk Folk is a family trio, father, daughter and son, playing fiddle, playing diatonic accordion, dulcimer and a double bass. They also sing. Our tradition, original tradition, is either vocal or instrumental, not together.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
And this Volk Folk is a kind of folk revival group.
Well, Jasna, thank you for introducing us to Volk Folk. Yeah. Have a listen to modern-day Slovenian folk music, alive and kicking.
Thank you.
Volk Folk, a family band keen to breathe life into Slovenian folk music. And thanks again to Jasna Vidaković for introducing them to us. Well, how time flies. I hope you've enjoyed this taste of Slovenia and its musical heart. It's been great to be here in Ljubljana and be part of the 40th anniversary of Druga Godba Festival. I leave you with something a little special and unexpected. As often happens at festivals, you get talking to people, exchanging stories and music. Well, on the Saturday night, Marko Pirpic, our guide to all things Ljubljana, had told an old friend of his, Vlado Kreslin, a musician with a pretty big following here in Slovenia, that he was going to bring around the BBC team to his house. Well, as I walked through the door, I was greeted by my own voice. Yes, my own voice. Vlado was playing a clip from Music Planet, where I was introducing a song by his father, Milan Kreslin. It was a lovely evening of Slovenian hospitality, followed by many wonderful stories about his father, who is a bit of a folk legend. Well, one song in particular caught my attention, and it was a song that Vlado had written about how his father had stumbled onto a pocket watch in a pawn shop that had actually been owned by his own father and gambled away in a card game. The next morning, Vlado sent us this version of the song that he had recorded especially for us in the studio that very morning. I can't think of a better way to bring the curtain down on Druga Godba 2024. So, farewell from me, Lapa Katari, my producer Michael Rossi, and this special edition of Music Planet from the Druga Godba Festival in Ljubljana.
Oče je stopil do urarja, da mu z eno popovdne ustavi čas, da spomina obriše to prah in pokomentirata rojstno vas. Stari urar pa odprl je predal in pokazal na dno. Tam je tiktakalo lesketajoče okroglo srebro. Ko je tvoj oče se vrnil od Soče, ena tistih noči je bila. Kot zadnjo devizo je vrgel na mizo, ko mu karta ni šla. Potem pa jo nekdo prinesel je k meni in pozabil na njo. Ene pa let, po veliki, prvi vojni je bilo. Padajo, padajo karte po mizi, mladi fantje na Soči na diži. Padajo, padajo srca in križi, mladi fantje na Soči na diži. Kampanja se v srebru blešči. Zgodbo mi pravi o očetnjavi in gizdavo moči. Kaverni dobljena, v krčmi zgubljena, ura ne govori. Komu že bije, komu še teče in komu zvoni. Padajo, padajo srca in križi, mladi fantje na Soči na diži. Padajo, padajo srca in križi, mladi fantje na Soči na diži. Padajo, padajo srca in križi, mladi fantje na Soči na diži. Padajo, padajo srca in križi, mladi fantje na Soči na diži. Pa-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra
Music by Vlado Kreslin, ending this week's Music Planet special from the Druga Godba Festival in Slovenia. It was presented by Lopa Kitari and produced by Michael Rossi.
BBC Radio 3, the home of classical music.
Come and join us every morning for breakfast. It's 6:30. Good morning and welcome to breakfast.
This is Saturday breakfast with you until 9:00.
There's 2.5 hours of great classical music ahead, and let's get Sunday started.
Set yourself up for the day the Radio 3 way, with great music and company.
A blast of musical sunshine, bringing some sparkle to your morning.
Wake up with BBC Radio 3.
Breakfast, every morning from 6:30.
Listen on Radio 3 and BBC Sounds.
On FM, on digital and on your smart speaker, this is BBC Radio 3. It's just coming up to 10:30 and it's time now for the new music show with Tom Service.
Tonight, exclusive recordings from the Explore Ensemble from their concert that wowed audiences at the Aldbrough Festival just a few days ago. Lara Agar takes a by turns delightful and disturbing walk along Suffolk's nuclear coast, and Larry Goves melts a romantic piano concerto into a Paul Auster-inspired postmodern palimpsest for the pianist and lumatonist Zubin Kanga. You can hear that over midnight tonight. And we've more recordings from our crack team of new music show engineers from the BBC Symphony Orchestra and Apartment House. Music from Norway to Slovakia. And we've new releases for you throughout tonight's show too. Starting with the pianist and composer Miharu Ogura playing her own music. This is Zwischen, In Between, from a totally staggering new album. Ogura channeling a virtuosity of playing and compositional combinatoriality here that takes your breath away. Well, it does mine. Thank you.